This is Murray Yates welcoming you today to Mission Breakthrough. Firstly, today I want to wish all my listeners a very happy new year, and may indeed you find it a great year for yourselves. And today we are looking at the subject, the purpose of your life. In God's word, it says these words: God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the livestock, over all the earth and over all the creatures that move along the ground." We can see that God was wanting to give man a plan. He wanted to give him a purpose. In another verse in Colossians, it says these words: "For everything, absolutely everything above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him." The marvelous thing is that God has a purpose for your life. But it is fair to say that not many people find that purpose for their own life. Today we are taking some excerpts from a book called The Purpose of Life by Rick Warren. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness. It's far greater than your family, your career, or even your wildest dreams and ambitions. If you want to know why you were placed on this planet, you must begin with God. You were born by His purpose and for His purpose. The search for the purpose of life has puzzled people for thousands of years. That's because we typically start at the wrong starting point ourselves. We ask self-centered questions, like, what do I want to be? What should I do with my life? What are my goals, my ambitions, my dreams for the future? But focusing on ourselves will never reveal our life's purpose. The Bible says, "It is God who directs the lives of His creatures. Everyone's life is in His power." Contrary to what many popular books, movies, and seminars tell you, you won't discover your life's meaning by looking within yourself. You've probably tried that already. You didn't create yourself, so there is no way that you can tell yourself what you are created for. If I hand you an invention you had never seen before, you wouldn't know its purpose, and the invention itself wouldn't be able to tell you either. Only the creator of the owner's manual could reveal its purpose. I once got lost in the mountains, Rick Warren says, and he stopped to ask for directions to the campsite, and he was told, "You can't get there from here. You must start from the other side of the mountain." In the same way, you cannot arrive at your life's purpose by starting with a focus on yourself. You must begin with God, your Creator. You exist only because God wills that you exist. You are made by God and for God, and until you understand that, life will never make sense. It is only in God that we discover our origin and identity, our meaning, our purpose, our significance, and our destiny. Every other path leads to a dead end. Many people try to use God for their own actualization, but that is a reversal of nature and is doomed to failure. You are made for God, not you're using him for your own purpose. The Bible says obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. I've read books that suggest ways to discover the purpose of my life. All of them could be classified as self-help books because they approach the subject from a self-centered viewpoint. Self-centered books, even Christian ones, usually offer the same predictable steps to finding your life's purpose. Consider your dreams, clarify your values, set your goals, figure out what you are good at, aim high, go for it, be disciplined, believe you can achieve your goals, involve others, never give up. Of course, these recommendations often lead to great success. You can usually succeed in reaching a goal if you put your mind to it. But being successful and fulfilling your life's purpose are not at all the same issue. You could reach all your personal goals, become a raving success by the world standard, and still miss the purposes for which God created you. You need more than self-help advice. The Bible says self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to finding yourself, your true self. And this is not a self-help book, for Rick Warren is referring to his book that we're taking some excerpts out today. It is not about finding the right career, achieving your dreams, or planning your life. It is not about how to cram more activities into an overloaded schedule. Actually, it will teach you how to do less in life by focusing on what matters most. It is about becoming what God created you to be. How then do you discover the purpose you were created for? You have only two options. Your first option is speculation. This is what most people choose. They conjecture, they guess, they theorize. But when people say, "I've always thought life is," and they mean, "This is the best guess I can come up with." For thousands of years, brilliant philosophers have discussed and speculated about the meaning of life. Philosophy is an important subject and has its uses, but when it comes to determining the purpose of life, even the wisest philosophers are just guessing. Dr. Hugh Morland, a philosophy professor at Northeastern Illinois University, once wrote to 250 of the best-known philosophers, scientists, writers, and intellectuals in the world, asking them, what is the meaning of life? He then published their responses in a book, Some offered their best guesses, some admitted that they just made up a purpose for life, and others were honest enough to say they were clueless. In fact, a number of famous intellectuals asked Professor Moorhead to write back and tell them if he discovered the purpose of life. Fortunately, there is an alternative to speculation about the meaning and the purpose of life. It's revelation. We can turn to what God has revealed about life in His Word, that is the Bible. The easiest way to discover the purpose of an invention is to ask the Creator of it. The same is true for discovering your life's purpose. Ask God. God has not left us in the dark to wonder and guess. He has clearly revealed His five purposes for our lives through the Bible. It is our owner's manual, explaining why we are alive, how life works, what to avoid, and what to expect in the future. It explains what no self-help or philosophy book could know. The Bible says, God's wisdom goes deep into the interior of His purposes. It's not the latest message, but more like the oldest. What God determined as a way to bring out His best in us. You see, it all starts with God. God is not just the starting point of your life. He is the source of it. To discover your purpose in life, you must turn to God's Word, not the world's wisdom. And you must build your life on eternal truths, not pop psychology, success motivation, or inspirational stories. The Bible says it's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, He had His eye on us, had designs on us, for glorious living, part of the overall purpose He is working out in everything and everyone. And this verse gives us three insights into your purpose. You discover your identity and purpose through a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't have such a relationship, you will never find out the purpose for your life. God was thinking of you long before you ever thought about Him. His purpose for your life predates your conception. He planned it before you existed, without your input. You may choose your career, your spouse, your hobbies, and many other parts of your life, but you don't get to choose your purpose. The purpose of your life fits into a much larger cosmic purpose that God has designed for eternity. That's what this book and what we're talking about today is about. A Russian novelist grew up under an atheistic communist regime, but God got his attention one dreary day. He recalls, in my 27th year, while riding the metro in Leningrad, I was overcome with a despair so great that people seemed to stop at once, preempting the future entirely, let alone without any meaning. Suddenly, all by itself, a phrase appeared. Without God, life makes no sense. Repeating it in astonishment, I rode the phrase up like a moving staircase, got out of the metro and walked into God's life, light. You may have felt in the dark about your purpose in life. Congratulations. You're about to walk into the light. Let's just go over what we have seen today or learned today. It's not about yourself. And let's remember, everything got started in Him. That's Jesus, and finds its purpose in Him. And here is a question to consider for your life in the new year. In spite of all the advertising around me, how can I remind myself that life is really about living for God, not myself? Yes, today, God is calling men and women to himself. Those people who have never invited Jesus Christ into their life. Let me give you an example. When Jesus was on this earth, he called his first disciples. And this is what it says in Luke chapter 5. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." And Simon said, "Master, we worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats to the full that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and he said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on the shore and left everything, and they followed him. That last part is the important part. They pulled up their boats. They were willing to leave old things behind, and they were willing to follow him, were willing to follow Jesus. And the marvelous thing is that God reaches out to all men and women, no matter where you are, no matter who you are. And the important thing is, in getting to know him, you must invite him to come into your life. The Bible also says, "For whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Saved from what? Saved from the wrong things that we do, which is called sin. Saved from that old sinful nature, because we can't help do the things we do. God loves us, but he hates our sin. And this is why Jesus came. Because he came and he died upon the cross, so that you and I could come to know him personally for himself. He was taking the punishment for your sin and for my sin, so that when you come, you see, you can do nothing about it, your sin, but Jesus can. When you come and invite him into your life, you will begin to find new purpose, because God gives you a wonderful gift. It is a gift of eternal life. Life which goes on forever. You didn't deserve it. I didn't deserve it. But God chose to give it to you. This is the start of finding God's plan for your life. Perhaps there are some people listening to my voice today who wish to start following Jesus Christ and finding the plan that God has for them. You may pray after me today. "I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Saviour. In Jesus' name, I ask it. Yes, if you've prayed that prayer today and invited Jesus Christ into your life and are willing to turn away from your sin, God has come into your life by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you can start finding out the purpose that God has for your life. Thank you very much. This is Murray Yates signing off for this week.